So today I'm sharing the story of how I earned a $70,200 scholarship for just 2 years of school coming out of junior college. If you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Luerum. I played at the collegiate level, at the JUCO and the NAIA level, and now I run Your First Scholarship, where I help families get their first scholarship and more. So let's dive into my story for today. So how I got this scholarship in the first place. So I'll flash back you to, what was the year even then? It was 2022, winter of 2022. And so we just wrapped up our season. And I actually went out to record a post that I talk a lot about as far as what got me a lot of exposure and attention and interest. And a coach called me up that I got an email, a Twitter DM from, an email response. Actually, this scholarship really initially came from email. And talked on the phone with him, basically got offered the full scholarship there. He mentioned it at least, but he just wanted to confirm some things. So it wasn't definitely set in stone. Went out there, recorded the video, ended up getting some more attention. They really liked it. But essentially went back home. I was actually on a trip with some friends. And so we got there, I got the text, hey, just sent you the information. And boom, I opened up my laptop, checked my email, and there it is. Like for one semester, $17,550 for the semester. And so that was a big moment for me to finally get that full scholarship. And it was awesome. But like, how did I actually get it? So let's talk about it. So the biggest thing is I did not play a lot. Like I think I had about 97 recorded passes in junior college of 2 years. Started in only 5 games in high school. I think I started a total of, somewhere between like 11 and 14. I can't really remember off the top of my head. It was probably 11 or 12. I just didn't play a lot. I got benched my senior year too. I was a backup most of my junior year. And so I didn't necessarily have a ton of film out there, but I was still able to get recruited. I was still able to get scholarships. I mean, that scholarship I mentioned to you was the one I took, but I got multiple other scholarships. I got multiple scholarships out of high school. I got easily 10, I think probably closer to 15, maybe over 15 scholarships out of high school. And so the biggest thing I did, because I was not the most talented player on my team, there's plenty of other guys. We had some great offensive linemen that probably could have went D1. Two receivers that probably could have went D1. The reason why my recruiting went so well and why I was able to get so much attention was because I did stuff on my own. I didn't rely on anyone else. That's what I saw growing up, is like my high school had plenty of talented athletes and some of them did play at a very high level. But the reason why most of them phased out was because they were missing something. They weren't doing something that should have got them recruited. And it's because they just weren't marketing themselves. They weren't making themselves stand out. They were trying to rely on just their talent and film alone to somehow get seen by college coaches. And that just doesn't work. And so, especially in the modern era of recruiting with transfer portal and NIL, you have to market yourself. You have to get seen by college coaches. That's something that I did extremely well. Just that was my strength. I was consistent with it. I put in a lot of effort and time. I tried new things and experimented to figure out what worked. I mean, I can't even say how many DMs I sent to college coaches. It was over 1,000, like easily. And so I tested a lot and I really figured out, hey, this is what works, this is what doesn't. And it led me to get a lot of scholarships, a lot of attention, a lot of interest. I used Twitter posts to my advantage, and ultimately that led me to that moment to get to that scholarship. And even the day I committed, I ended up getting my only D1 offer, but you know, didn't take it for a couple of reasons. But ultimately I learned the recruiting process like the hard way. I learned through trial and error, by fire, a lot of lessons throughout the way by teammates, by coaches, that I can't thank enough for teaching me that stuff, and now that I share with you guys. But if I had to boil it down to one thing, it was really just that I thought about recruiting a lot. Like I thought about it as as its own game, because that's really what it is. Like, I think a lot of people tie it together. They think football and recruiting are together, but really they're separate games, the football game and the recruiting game. Because the recruiting game is more so about attention. It's not about, it is about your play on the field. That is a piece of it, but it is not the whole thing. And that's what people get confused about. They think if you just play well, that'll cover the recruiting aspect. It just transfers over. That's not how it works. It does, some of it does transfer over and trickle over into your recruiting stuff. Definitely, like, playing well is an important part of the recruiting process. But like me, I didn't play well. So how did I get recruited? That doesn't really match up with this whole play well thing. And the thing is, if you play well, there's plenty of people that play well and then don't get recruited, or don't get recruited as much as they should. And so why do they get that? So there's those reasons that make me question that saying, and just make me realize that's not true. And so what makes a person's recruiting isn't necessarily by their talent or by what they produce on the field. You can, there's definitely some correlation there, but what really comes down to is exposure, marketing, selling themselves. Because if you can market yourself, if you can, I mean, just imagine this, like, if you can get known by every single school, if every single coach knows your name, watches your film multiple times, and they see your best stuff, they know the best things about you, and they just become marketed and sold on you, how would you not crush your recruiting process? Versus, let's say you just focus on the field, you do really well in the field, you're at, let's say, like a mid-sized school, you do really well in the field, you perform well, you win All-State honors, and then that's it. Which one gives you a better chance? Probably the one where you're marketed and sold to each coach. And that's really what I strive to teach and to do in your first scholarship. But that's my whole philosophy. Because you're telling me if you don't get known by every single coach and we share you in the best light, that you will not get recruited. You will not just maximize the recruiting process. Of course you will. So that's the big thing is, like, on the other hand, yeah, you can perform really on the field. I mean, obviously, the best of both worlds is combine the two, because then you really crush it. But, like, if you perform the best on the field and don't get seen by anyone, like, none of that matters. I mean, I've worked with plenty of kids that were All-State, CIF, and, you know, wherever else, but they weren't getting recruited as much as they'd like because just coaches just didn't know about them. And that's the most frustrating thing. You perform well on the field and the coaches don't know about you, and then your recruiting process is just not doing well. And you're like, why? Like, I am the player that coaches want to see. Why aren't they not seeing me? And it's because they just don't know about you, honestly, because you didn't put in the effort to get them to know about you. Or you're not doing it the way that will actually grab their attention. And so a lot of that stuff just comes down to marketing and you're selling yourself correctly. And so that's the biggest reason why I was able to get recruited, why I was able to earn the scholarship that I talk about, the scholarships that I talk about, is because I marketed and sold myself extremely well, extremely, extremely well. And it just led me to a much simpler, much easier recruiting process without the stress, without the frustration. Though there was some components for sure, because I had to learn a lot, but by the end of it, it just became a lot smoother and I knew exactly what I needed to do to get recruited, to get the scholarships I wanted. So if there's anything you learn from my scholarship, how I earned it, how I got to this point, is market and sell yourself. And as long as you're putting on a pretty good product on the field, everything will take care of itself. So hopefully you got something from this. If you like this, want more content like it, be sure to subscribe. You can also follow me on other social media platforms. My handle's TrentonLuera14 on anything, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. And then also, if you want to learn more about how to work with me personally, you can go to yourfirstscholarship.com and you can get some more information there. Peace.